From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. You're listening to Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Friday, June 13th at 8:56. We have Dave Chatterton on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Kimberly. And it's been an active Friday so far. Lots of headlines flying. Started last night, or excuse me, yesterday with the USDA report. The supply and demand in the global WASDE numbers, not a big market mover. Overnight, of course, you guys have been covering the Iran, the attacks on Iran by Israel here, and the broader implications for the market and what that might mean. We didn't get a lot of action in the grain complex with that movement in the outside markets, but we have got movement here this morning. We've got a long-awaited announcement from the US EPA, which is proposing the biofuel blending requirements for 2026 and 2027 going forward. It'd been rumored in the recent days here that those numbers were going to come in below the industry expectations and below an agreement made between competing groups and the biofuel producers, as well as the oil refiners. When we got the news this morning, actually that number is where it was expected here. We're going to look at biofuels right now at a 5.61 billion gallon level for biomass. We're looking at ethanol at a 15 gallon mandate. So we're seeing a move in the markets this morning, particularly in the soy complex. Soybean oil is a limit higher, soybeans 25 higher, and of course with that we're getting wheat 10 to 11 higher, and corn kind of leading in the pack here, up only 1 to 3 cents. And I think that's reflective of the weather situation that we're in, Kimberly. There's a lot of outside movement in the markets. We're watching what's happening in crude, we're watching what's happening with bonds and gold and all the related markets here. But at the end of the day, at this time of the year, the grain market is about weather. And when we look at that front, we just don't find anything that's very threatening. We have a very active jet stream here, a pattern that's not conducive to setting up any kind of blocking or ridging or high pressure, or any kind of sustained heat or dryness. And that's showing up in our rainfall maps, near daily rainfall chances here across a good portion of the Midwest, the Plains and the Delta going forward here. Nothing in the way of high temperatures. So that threat to production or threat to supply has yet to develop here. We're into a seasonal pattern now. We're starting with the last half of June. Prices tend to soften just a little bit. So market's certainly cognizant of, watching to, and reacting to a couple of headlines today. But at the end of the day, we kind of come back to the weather. I think the EPA announcement here does change the narrative a little bit inside of the bean oil complex. It's certainly much more friendly soybean oil than what had been processed. But we'll probably get our knee jerk here today and then see the market level out.
Thanks so much, Dave. Have a great rest of your day and a good weekend. We'll take a listen to your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for cloudy skies with showers and thunderstorms likely, with a high of 78 degrees and a southeast wind 5 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely and a low of 68 degrees and east wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm and a high of 80 degrees, northeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 65 degrees, northeast wind 5 miles per hour. And for Sunday, mostly sunny with a high of 85 degrees and a northeast wind 5 miles per hour.